Hi, and welcome back to the second day of FOSDEM and to the Monitoring and Observability Dev Room. I won't be talking a lot about, I would much prefer to be here in person, see every one of you in real life and such, but I do want to make one point. A lot of us are in a really bad situation right now, and honestly, it will stay quite bad for quite some time. Please reach out to others, to friends and family. So you can talk and they can talk. It really, really helps, please. It feels mundane to talk also about today's schedule, but let's do it. If attending online conferences is different, it's 10 times as weird in the background. It's no secret that there are fewer submissions to online conferences than in-person ones, yet we managed to put together a decent schedule. We'll start with a personal story. ATB has been one of the rockstar interns working within the Prometheus ecosystem. If you backfill into Prometheus soon, think of her as she did that work for you. Her story is a variation from what you usually hear in this dev room, as she also touches on how tech, not only talking to friends and family who might need it, can influence and change lives. Next, we have Bartek and Ben Yi, who will talk about one of the two ways to do long-term storage outside of Prometheus proper, but within the direct Prometheus family, Thanos, and how that's related to Google's Monarch. Which should be fun, of course. Prometheus is modeled in large part on Borgmon, the predecessor of Monarch and still one of two Google's major monitoring systems. Afterwards, we still stay in the Prometheus ecosystem. In 2017, while I was working on turning the Prometheus exposition format into a distinct standard called OpenMetrics, two dozen or so of us came together at Google London to discuss collaboration. One of the main takeaways was that Google didn't search for traces through labels. They jump to them directly through IDs attached to those traces and spans. And when Google tells you searching for something doesn't scale, you better listen. This is why OpenMetrics supports exemplars, basically a way to attach trace and span IDs to interesting metrics and logs, which is the reason why Prometheus, Cortex, Thanos, Loki, and Grafana support exemplars today. Joe Elliott will be talking about Grafana Tempo, the first open source tracing storage backend built for exemplars. So we finally have those three pillars. Remaining in the cloud native ecosystem, but starting to touch on a friendly monolith, which is quite dear to my heart, we'll be hearing from Fabrizio Mello about how to monitor PostgreSQL through Envoy proxy. That's an interesting approach, sitting in between direct instrumentation and pure black box monitoring, looking into the data flows to and from the process. After that, Jason Yee will be talking about what he considers good monitoring in a talk aptly named Proper Monitoring. We then return to tracing, to databases, and how to look at them from the outside. BPF is en vogue these days, and for quite good reason. Valeri Kravchuk will be telling us how to monitor MariaDB service with BPF trace on Linux. Going to her sister, we come to MySQL. Peter Zaitsev talks about performance analysis and troubleshooting methodologies for databases. As our last talk, we look a little bit into the future. Alejandro Sacedo will be hitting all the buzzwords, but also tells us about the substance behind production machine learning, monitoring outliers, drift explainers, and statistical performance. As every year, be excellent to each other, but also hug the ones you can, and reach out to the ones you can't hug. Thank you, and hopefully see you next year.